This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
What turns you off? You know, most people are, even when you engage with your partner, right?
Mm-hmm.
You talk about, and you're dating, you're talking about what turns you on. Hardly does the conversation continue to talk about turn-offs. Hardly. But hey, man. Hey, man. You know, intoso turns me off. And so on. Later on, we're going to go to simple things that are totally non-sexual, but they do turn you off. I'll give you a simple example. Uhleli. And you're just chilling. Tweet, your phone. Debit odd. That you didn't plan for.
Yeah.
Mm. Now you are in a minus.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Are you in the mood now?
That turns you off. Lies. About simple things. Lying about simple things.
Lies.
With being lying, saying, oh, man, don't. Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. Lalela, I'm going to call now. I'm so fear late. My man, just tell me the truth. I'm going to call my man. Hey.
So we're dating. I'm starting to get to know you. We go out for dinner, ne?
Yeah.
And you chew with your mouth open.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's Haile.
Oh, wow.
I need to
talk about this.
Hashtag.
Things that trip the switch. Most people know what turns them on, but hardly talk about turn-offs. To a point that their partner doesn't know. So I'm going to start by asking you, what are your turn-offs? Why is my baby talk? What is it? Who said you must change the way you speak because now we are in the bedroom? Baby talk. What are you? A cradle snatcher? It is the little things that turn you off, like silent sex, or your partner pushing your head down. Say it, use your words. But the big question is, but does your partner know? You know what your turn-offs are, but does your partner know? Touch, Oring. Mamelan touch.
Show, Pratsi. What a good show. Usihle la esprit.
Oh, la sihle.
Yeah, 1 minute turn off, yeah, me one, but he one. And I want to emphasize this, so it's not about the education.
Okay.
But if you are formally or informally uneducated whatsoever, have no knowledge, hey, get an off dieting phone.
How?
No matter two, do you know the pain of explaining the humor in a movie? Yo, I keep being trained about see, like I na kuhuni. So I'm aning as part of the koko ya mifundi leazi yo. Dan uzo part of mundo mochunga na lo. Now anyway, great show part. Asil bo sisters.
Yo, I see. Yeah, umbulala last. Oh my God, things that trip your switch. What are those things? Talk to me. Yes, because you know what you like. And you also know what you don't like. But do you talk about the things you do not like? To inform your partner, at least. You know? Because every time when you're dating and getting to know each other, most people start their conversation and getting to know each other conversations in the opposite direction. Asking their partner about their turn-ons and forget to ask about the turn-offs. You know, just like our cars. Your sex life has both the accelerator and brake pedals. The brakes, turn-offs, they tend to get less attention. But they have more of an impact in terms of your overall sexual experience. Remember, turn-offs are just not about the bad personal hygiene, being aggressive or talking about your ex during sex or lack of humor or understanding of humor. It is something as simple as being exhausted after a long day. Or having a relative sleeping in the next room. I mean, that can easily just kill the vibe in the bedroom. or you coming home feeling all great and your partner is watching soccer again. It's those things that we're talking about. But do they know? Like I said, most people know what turns them on, but they hardly talk about turn-ons. So you tell me, what are your turn-ons? The things that trip the switch. Hey! Oh, and Tabi, hey, Uncle T, today was a whole man music just on point. But I thought this was every day, Tabi. Oh, today, why you feeling? I get a spring day. So, Tweraka, she said, washing. Salif Keita is standing by, all right, with Africa. This is after the 3 teaspoons.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on things that trip the switch. One, like the Manhattans. Dirty dishes in the sink. Dirty dishes in the sink. Imagine this. Coming from a hard day at work, and you walk into a sink filled with dirty dishes. You're from work to work. Yeah? I mean, after you wash those dishes, nothing is sexy anymore. All you want is a bath and sleep. And when you finally do it, hot water runs out while you take a shower. And then your partner wants to touch you. Really? Two, as you get cozy, you remember you forgot something. You know, there's nothing as irritating as realizing there is something you still have to do the minute you curl up in bed. Whether it's an essay, a work assignment, or just some stupid personal paperwork, there's nothing worse than having to leave a cuddle as you're just getting comfortable, reminding you that, no, you have work to do, and it is not woman on top. The last teaspoon on the 3 teaspoons on things that trip the switch, one-word responses. I mean, here you are, slaving over a text to your partner, only to get a one-word response. What? That text you've spent my top 10 at 10 crafting so that it is perfect. It is a combination of flirtatious. It is intriguing. It is witty and sexy. And then your husband, Thabo Mokoele, just responds with, okay. Eh? That's all you get in return for all of that?
Juliet Joseph, Kaya Traffic.
Hey, JJ. Sega, Buil. And she's some more.
She's some more.
Hello, Mbals.
Hi, guys. How's it?
You were missed.
I know. Well, I could tell. Like there was something that was missing. But I'm back now. It's all right, guys. It's all right.
No, you look gorgeous.
Thank you. It's good to be
so
back.
Cool, level.
Just, it depends. Just
Kanlan. Chronologically.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Pella lab. Logo Gunya, we can't vouch for.
No, we can't. I even can't vouch for it.
What trips your switch?
Two simple things. Day to day things, it has to be a person who just giggles all the time. Like, everything for you is a joke. You giggle. And then once I get over the fact that you're busy giggling, ngupi chance, you don't even make me gag. You know, like Uncle T, when you're going to take my head and push me down, but you don't even have the capacity to make me gag. Oh,
wow. She's back.
I want to choke, man. Like, give it over. Like, make me choke.
I was not ready, you know that.
Make me choke.
I asked. I'm not ready too, but I did ask.
Yeah. Like, then I just can't. Because that thing for me is part of foreplay. Mm. If there's no gagging happening there, I must be egging. Must be cream. It's fine. Bye.
See me, bud.
Bye.
Hey, JJ.
I can't beat that. I really can't. But just hair on the bed that's not mine, I can say it's not mine. Or
Hutch.
Underwear that.
Which one is wrong?
No, I'm a very visual person as well. I pay attention to details. So yeah. Bone. And also underwear, like for kids. Kids' underwear.
Tranga.
What do you mean, kids' underwear?
The type of underwear.
Or the type of underwear he wears.
Yes. We're not going anywhere with that one.
Can you tell though when your partner is turned off?
Oh yeah, Uncle T. Have you looked at me? So whenever he asa does not rise to the occasion, then of course something must be wrong. There must always be a rise to the occasion.
Wow.
Wow. Now, yeah. everything must go wow. Yeah. And I get a wow, get a rise.
So yeah, now, when it doesn't go wow, do you know what to do?
No, actually, it's never happened to me.
Don't lie.
Kazala, man. Sometimes it's just sometimes people are just not just in not the right. mood. Yeah. Yeah, people are just not in the mood. Skafo stela, man. Otherwise, you'll get like a 2-second performance and then.
JJ?
I can't recall, honestly.
Zero.
Zero.
What trips my switch? The next thing he rocks up with his friend, unannounced. Ne? And this is for guys. This is what I want you guys to know. We make plans. When you say you're coming, we calculate the distance. There's a specific outfit that we know we want to wear. And we know there are certain things that maybe that we've been thinking about or things that we'd like to discuss between the both of us. So when you rock up with your friend, it means conversations need to change. Whatever I speak about or whatever we discuss or speak about needs to accommodate you because we can't be having quality time while you are with us. Number two, I need to be an entertainer. I need a turn off. You know, I'm still gathering strength or mojoro. Please. Boy, man. You don't need a bodyguard. Just come as you are. I want to spend time with you. Yeah.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
For me, I observe from the dates, Jeoguti, how do you treat ama waiters, waitresses? If you're not kind, if you are rude, if you talk to these people as if they are or you're falling from the tree, I that's a turn off for me. Already, Jay, I don't want to be associated with you because utathela abantu phansi. So from the way you treat others, Jay Kim, it's very important. And someone who doesn't listen, yo, from Jesisakala, from Guma dates, iba right from lapho nje. Sibona ukuthi siyakugiya two or siyareversa from lapho nje. Singakayi kude. Yeah, those things nje, they just turn me off.
How about Nagooks? Maletsima, why not ring?
Hello, Jopi.
Ukasega, man. Rabo laka tawa kiri siriasi mo.
No, if you're a sitara, there was another way when I love a tat. I want a nana go. No, Nagyo. Late coming, late arrival, late for now, it's a turn off.
No!
So normally, yeah, na something I did prepare a daily because I can never remember studying a good deal. I'm worried now. Motuan, you know, I'm going to be like, I'm going to get a lot to prepare, and I hate waiting. So yeah. You let us start first, yeah, nah, I do like you, and then
you and can spoil the rest of the day, hey?
Yes, thank you, Uncle T. I can't wait to have a lady, and I'm going to let them out for a bit. You.
No.
Can I have Uncle T?
Hey, Tada, thanks for the call. I appreciate that, hey? Mpo, when I ring?
Pratibuti Sonalim, Mood. Uplo, Mele, my sister, Hube Monati, and then Uwezang. When okay, when out, maybe work or something, maybe what to try the conversation. More conversation, every day, so no one to look and say, I give away, and nobody points to her what. And I told her, okay, nobody fell out to a fellow reasoning, ya, how cash with that. Because I ain't
one as well, point of
ah, mutia change. And I change as well with them, okay, never. I say go petromo officer nzale mota benye. At the same time aboya no everything change it is okay flop again communication renga jwan le bone batho bana because sometimes ba ba sensitive motsa tshentshile e khawata le muti and it's one solution lokile understand yeah communication me out communication le one e khawata muti
shompho godesa noni anonymous hello
le kante to mokwe
tu tengwe no guys.
Everything. Hey, the time we learn to set a high blood.
Ask this man.
On to set a high blood. You know, now the biggest turn off for me is usually the family, ne? So it's my person and the family I have.
Yeah.
And then, okay, never know that moment where like you want to be cozy.
Oh yeah.
You never thought how I'm to have. Oh, the time we learn. Mama got to have my lume. Abu.
Hey.
Yo.
But does he know this?
Yeah, he knows. And he's like, I shouldn't compete
Yeah, and again, I mean, even if he knows, I mean, what is he to do immediately? You know?
I don't know.
Nice one. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. All right. TK, hi. Togozan?
Hey, Tachi. Hi, Lee.
I'm good, man. Welcome.
Good, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then the conversation happens. Then the reasoning capacity, but so for me, it's a low capacity. How? That's called the Brazil. I low capacity, but Singapore.
Microprocessor, man, I up to date, man.
No, yeah, what about you? I tell my son, Lily.
Nah, drive.
Yeah, Lily. Yeah.
Bye bye. When I listen, same WhatsApp group.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.